This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Salam alaikum, brothers and sisters. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. And here is Batul. Welcome to the program For a Better Life. In our previous sessions, we asked this question, that what is a better life? Then we came to the conclusion that a better life is when a person is happy. Now, this happiness is not the material happiness, but it is the happiness of the soul. So how can I reach this happiness? The answer is when I become a better person. Therefore, to have a better life, I need to be a better person first. So how can I become a better person? In the very, very first session, we said that the first step to become a better person is yaqda, which is to wake up. Wake up from what? Wake up from my deep sleep of negligence. Wake up from ghafla. Ayatollah Jawadi Amli said that the solution to the problem of ghafla was two things. One, to take care of our thoughts, and two, to remember Allah constantly, to do dhikr. This dhikr and remembrance is not just chanting or the movement of the tongue, but it's this something that comes from the heart. The heart should believe and feel the presence of Allah. Not a single moment should be without remembering Him. Our ulama were a great example for it. For example, Allama Tabatabai, he had Alzheimer in his last days. He had forgotten his children. He had, did not recognize them. Even to the extent that when water was offered to him, he had forgotten that it is to drink. But he would constantly remember Allah. He would always do dhikr. And when he was questioned about this, he would reply, how can a lover forget his beloved? Then Ayatollah Behjat, he would do dhikr on his way to the mosque every day. Every single moment, these ulama, they remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, to stay away from ghafla, Quran and traditions have taught us different dhikr for different occasions. Dhikr that has to be done in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, in the night, before going to bed, before eating, after eating, while visiting the sick, when seeing a dead body. Dhikr for the days of the week, for the days of Eid, and a list goes on and on. For example, we are taught to say Bismillah before tasting each food on the table. If we fear that we might forget, then we can say Bismillahi min awwalihi ila akhirihi. Actually, we are asked to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before we start anything. Of course, this thing that I start will either be a wajib or a mustahab. I can even say that before I start mubah. It will make that work worship. For example, if I'm folding my laundry and if I say Bismillah, that work will also become a worship. And of course, I will never start haram saying Bismillah. For example, I will not steal saying Bismillah. So this is how the dhikr will stop me from doing haram. We will continue our discussion after a short break.
We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings
friends of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor, cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we'd pay our dues, but in fact, to ourselves, we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact, our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact, our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Welcome back to the program. We were talking about different dhikr today. Now, what is the greatest dhikr? The greatest dhikr that one can do is salat. Allah says, Innani ana Allahu la ilaha illa ana fa'budni wa qim as-salata lidhikri. Indeed, I am Allah, there is no God except me. So worship me and maintain the prayer for my remembrance. So the one who is praying does munajat. That means intimate whispering with his Lord. Hence he should wear his best attire, wear perfume. For example, if I have a meeting with my boss, won't I make sure that I dress up well? I will wear a jacket, wear a good smelling perfume. I will make sure that I am presentable. I will not walk into her office in casual attire. Now here you're facing Allah. Now this person who is praying, after salat, he will recite Allahu Akbar 34 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Subhanallah 33 times. This is the dhikr that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi taught his daughter Fatimatu Zahra salamullahi alaiha. Now, how did that happen? When Imam Ali alayhi salam noticed that the household chores were getting difficult on Hazrat Fatima, he advised her to ask her father to get her a servant to get some help. She refused, as she was shy to ask. Therefore, when they arrived before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, Imam Ali alayhi salam said to the Prophet, he said, look at the words he said, it's so beautiful. He says, Fatima grinded with the mill until her hands became hard. She swept the house until her clothes got dusty. She lit the fire until her clothes darkened with the soot. After hearing this, Prophet said, O Fatima, do you want me to gift you something which is better than a servant? Hadrat Fatima replied, yes, father. Then the Prophet, he taught her the famous tasbih that today we call it tasbih Fatimatu Zahra. So my dear listeners, Allah has not been praised greater than the dhikr and remembrance in this tasbih. If there was something greater than this, then surely Prophet would have given that as a gift to his daughter. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, this tasbih is greater than 1,000 rakat salat. If a person recites it right after the salat, without changing his position, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all his sins and make him worthy of entering paradise. Now imagine, brothers and sisters, look at the rewards in just one tasbih. Subhanallah. Wa akhiru da'wahum anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Your mercy, your love is on our knees. All I need, all I need, all I need. your love is all I need.